Yes, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, but that's not all. Tide also gets clothes cleaner than any other suds, any other kind of washing product known. In short, you can't buy anything that will wash your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide. And I'll tell you why. Tide, with its new miracle suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Yes, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And just listen to what Tide does for white sheets, pillowcases, and shirts. In hardest water, Tide gets them dazzling white. Whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, week in, week out. Never turns them yellow. Next wash day, why not try Tide? Of all the washing products known, Tide and only Tide gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Not too many hours after our last episode, when we heard Perry Mason and Dallas Creek booked on various charges, including that of kidnapping, we join Liz Wren and Nan Apthorpe as they drive toward court with their lawyer, V.H. Murtaugh. At the moment, they're listening to a news broadcast on the car radio.
And that is the international picture up to this moment. And now some local notes.
Liz! Oh, but he's going to say something about the trial. I know he's going to say something about the trial.
You'll be in the courtroom yourself in a very few moments, Nan. What difference does it make?
Oh, V.H.
Does it make a great deal of difference, Mrs. Wren?
Oh, of course not. No difference at all.
Yeah.
Naturally, anything the beautiful Miss Apthorpe wants, beautiful Miss Apthorpe should get.
Not everything, Mrs. Wren. But if she wants to listen to a news commentator, I'd say that was an innocent enough pleasure.
Yeah.
Of course, the most interesting event on the local legal scene will be the combined trial of Mrs. Mary McKean, Mr. Perry Mason, and Miss Della Street.
Good, good.
The trial begins in Judge Albert Dallow's court at 10 this morning. As you know, all three have been indicted on the unusual charge of kidnapping Mrs. McKean's year-old son. As you also may remember, Perry Mason, prominent lawyer, with his secretary, Miss Della Street, has been a fugitive from the police for several days. The two were arrested only last night. It will be interesting to learn what a man of Perry Mason's prominence will have to say.
You've heard enough, man.
I guess I've had to. But I did want to hear what B.H. Murtaugh had to say. You did have something to say, didn't you, B.H.?
Oh, a great deal.
I think you're both perfectly disgusting.
Why? Because we're holding hands in front of you?
No.
After all, you mustn't deny nature, Mrs. Wren.
Me and B.H. have begun a beautiful romance, Liz. Haven't we, B.H.?
Yes, my dear, beautiful.
That's why I got up so early this morning. I want to see B.H. in action.
Well, I hope I won't disappoint you.
I'm sure you won't. I'm expecting you to put on quite a show and to begin right off.
Right off?
Really, Nan, this is an important trial, not some sort of a performance. And with Perry Mason...
Now, what are you so nervous about, Liz? You never saw such a woman. First she's scared because Mason and his secretary get away. Now she's scared because they've been arrested and brought to book. No satisfying her.
And Mrs. Wren is merely wise enough to know Mason is a very clever man. And while we may have him in one sense, he may have us in another.
Something that mind of yours could never comprehend, my lovely.
What?
However, dear Mrs. Wren, I think I can relieve your mind.
Oh?
About any ace Mason may have up his sleeve. We'll be able to trump it. There's not a chance of his squirming out from under. Not now. So you needn't worry. Either about being dragged into a complete unpleasantness or a horrible thought of having your precious nephew and his trust fund taken away from you.
You're sure?
Mason may have been on the trail of something when he was arrested. But I have good reason to believe he didn't get far enough to do any good.
Can't you be more specific?
You may be called upon to testify, Mrs. Wren, and the less you know, the more convincing you'll be.
Well, you're the lawyer.
Another thing, you know you won't be able to be in the courtroom as a witness. You mustn't hear the testimony of other witnesses.
If you say so,
well, I can be in on it from the start, can't I?
Oh, yes, of course, my love.
Although, it would almost be worth missing the whole show to be able to get up on the stand and rip Angel Face to pieces.
Now, that's another thing. I ask you both to forget your personal feelings as to Mary McKean.
Oh?
And this applies to you in particular, Mrs. Wren. Your role is that of the devoted aunt who has every sympathy for her unfortunate sister-in-law, but out of love and duty you...
I know how to act, listen. Liz is the best kind woman going.
Just the same. Oh, well, I don't believe even as clever a lawyer as Perry Mason can beat what's in store for him. I assure you I'd hate to be in Mason's shoes. Especially if his defense lies in an attack on you.
Then my alibi's arranged.
Very much so.
Well, tell us the joke, B.A. Let us laugh, too.
This I think I'll save, my dear, because it is priceless. But I can tell you this. Even if all our witnesses are discredited, which is unlikely after the drilling I've given them, we can still keep you in the clear. Which means no matter what happens, you keep your precious nephew and his money.
Well, now it's some moments later, and we're in Judge Dallow's court.
No briefcase this morning, Dallow?
I'm sorry, Chief, but the bail didn't come through until so late.
It doesn't matter, baggage. I won't need a briefcase.
Oh?
All I need is word that Paul Drake is on his way.
Yes?
Our worthy opponent just came in.
Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man Apthorpe and Liz. Right in the row behind him.
So?
Look at him. He fairly oozes confidence.
Well, let's do a little oozing ourselves. We have a few minutes before court begins.
Yes, but
sit down, Della. And, for heaven's sake, smile.
Shouldn't the matron have brought Mary in by now?
Will you please stop looking around this courtroom and do as I say? Act confident. Smile.
I don't feel confident. Suppose Paul Drake didn't get those.
Supposing. You know you can do better than that. More teeth, Della. More teeth.
You make me sick.
That's my secretary. Now sit down, open the book, and start making potholes.
Chief, if Paul had anything to report, wouldn't you have heard from him by now?
Well, we just came into the courtroom. I haven't been near the office.
Yes, but what if Helen Henderson didn't give him your message?
Baggage. Being arrested has done something for you. Of course she gave him my message. And of course Paul is going to find young Maxwell Cook and bring him and his pictures to this court. And of course I'm going to blow that grin right off of B.H. Murtaugh's face.
I wish I were as sure of it as you are.
Stella.
Yes?
You're losing confidence in your boss?
Oh, Perry, of course not. But, well, we've been in tight spots before, but never one like this. And you just stand there and grin.
It's a new experience.
Well, we can do without it. Don't you realize your future's at stake? All you've built up? And not only your professional future, not just the fact that you may go to jail, but Mary and that darling baby.
You haven't said a word about yourself.
Well, I don't matter.
Hmm?
Well, yes, I do, too. But not when you compare me with Mary and you.
Oh, here comes Mary. Now, Della, please, cheer up. If she gets a look at you, she'd be scared to death. Especially if she knows we were arrested, which she doesn't.
I know.
Look at her face.
Mr. Mason, Della.
Oh,
Mary, darling.
Oh, thank you. Della, you're here. I knew you'd be here when court began. I only told them what you told me to say, Mr. Mason. They didn't get a thing out of me.
I knew I could depend on you, Mary.
And now you've done it. Now you've done what you set out to do. Now I can have my baby with me for good and all. Now we can send Liz Wren to jail.
Mary.
Oh, you don't know how happy
Mary,
you are. Darling.
Mr. Mason and I were arrested yesterday.
What?
No, it isn't as bad as it sounds. We were near the end of the trail. Paul Drake can carry on.
Arrest?
Mm-hmm.
Charged along with me for kidnapping David Jr.? But... then how can you act as lawyer?
Well, a man can conduct his own defense. And since we're being tried together...
But I'm...
Mary, I'm going to tell you the same thing I just told Della. You smiled when you saw me. You looked confident then. You keep right on smiling and keep on looking confident because we're going to win. That's fine. That's the stuff. You're a much better actress than Della.
Why, I resent that, Mr. Mason.
I said we were going to win, didn't I?
Yes.
We are. I tell you now, we're onto something that'll send your sister-in-law right where we want her.
To jail?
To jail. Now...
Mr. Mason?
Yes?
I have a message for you.
Oh? Thank you.
Not at all.
What is it, Chief?
Well, I'll find out.
Paul Drake?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Mm-hmm.
It was written early this morning. Paul received my message from Helen Henderson and is out following my instructions.
Getting hold of Max Cook and a snapshot.
Exactly.
What snapshot, Mr. Mason?
Photographs taken of you, Mary, and Jim Randall.
Oh.
Others, too, we hope.
But I don't understand.
Well, there was a crowd on hand when those pictures were taken. Among them, an enterprising young man who took some snapshots on his own. I'm hoping that in his collection he has one snap showing Elizabeth Wren on that set.
Oh.
Let me find one, just one picture tying Liz Wren into that swindle, and I'll make her sorry she was ever born. As well as put David Jr. back in your arms where he belongs.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
Well, you've got the kind of smile I want you to have. Oh, just in time, too. Here comes His Honor. It appears we're about to begin.
Mason sounds confident, doesn't he? But then he doesn't know what B.H. Murtaugh is planning for him. Yes, there'll be surprises and drama aplenty as this courtroom fight unfolds, so join us tomorrow for sure.
Say, haven't you often thought dishwashing could use a miracle? Well, the miracle is here. It's Procter & Gamble's Amazing Tide. Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. Yes, and Tide cuts grease better than any soap made. Seems to make it disappear completely. Yes, ma'am, Tide combines everything you've always wanted in a dishwashing product. More suds, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. Suds that look and feel entirely different. Oh, how much pleasanter and easier dishwashing is with Tide. Because Tide forms no scum in the water, leaves no greasy ring round the pan, no cloudy film on dishes and glasses. They rinse and dry sparkling clear, even without wiping. And say, if you have hard water, Tide is a dream come true, gives oceans of long-lasting suds even in hardest water. Try Tide today. There's never been anything like it.